Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sachdus Meila, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Nasan Lai, suppose the Balabais gave to the Shliach, Pruta of Hegdish, Yamalani Sete, Havali Bechetzia, please bring me with half of the Pruta Neiris. A Neir is a lamp. Sometimes we call a Neir a candle, like Neir is Chanukah, but in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Neiris are lamps. An earthenware lamp, they used to put the oil and the wick inside. So for half a pruta, bring me neiros. Ubechetzia, and the instructions continued, with the other half, bring me psilos, wicks. V'halach, he went, the shliach went, v'hebeloi b'kula neiros. And he purchased for the entire pruta just neiros. Oy or b'kula psilos, he purchased with the entire pruta just wicks. Oy or, another case would be sh'amaloi, he said to the shliach, the balabayis said to the shliach, havili b'kula neiros. Here's a pruta, please purchase neiros with the entire pruta with it. Oy or bekula psilos, bring me just wicks. V'halach, the shliach went. V'hevilei, and he brought bechetzia neiros. Half of the pruta he spent on neiros, so bechetzia with the other half, psilos, the wicks. In all these cases, shnehem loy malu. Neither the balabais or the shliach would be subject to the alachis of mi'ila. Here's why. Mi'ila has to be at least with a shava pruta. So as far as the balabais is concerned, it could be he ordered the shliach to do something, and the shliach halfway did it, but halfway was just a half a pruta worth. And there's no mi'ila with less than a pruta. The shliach himself is not ma'il. Normally by changing the shlichus, he takes the mi'ila upon himself, but here, the part that he took upon himself was also only half a pruta. And therefore there's no shear of mi'ila. But if the balabai said to the shliach, havli bechetzia, bring me with half of the pruta neiros, mimakam plani from a certain place, ubechetzia, with the other half, bring me psilos wicks, mimakam plani from this place. V'halach, and the shliach went, v'hevilei neiros, and he purchased neiros for half a pruta mibeis psilos, on the place where he was supposed to bring the wicks, upsilos, and he purchased the wicks for half a pruta, mi beis neiros, on the place where he was instructed to bring the neiros from. In this case, hashliach ma'al, the shliach is ma'al. He changed what the balabayas did. That gets the balabayas off the hook, and the me'ila goes on to the shliach. And lemaisa, he did do it with a whole pruta. Because what he changed was with a whole pruta, half a pruta and a half a pruta. And therefore, it's the shliach that would be ma'al behegdish. All right, so chazing over our Mishnah. Someone gave a pruta of hegdish to a shliach, and he told him, half neiros and half psilos. And he brought all neiros, or all psilos. Or the other way around, he told him to bring only neiros or psilos, and the shliach brought half and half. Neither are ma'il behegdish, because neither one had a whole pruta of mi'ila. As far as the balabais is concerned, he would only be chayiv if the shliach carried out his instructions, but he only carried it out for half a pruta. As far as the shliach is concerned, he would only be chayev if he changed the instructions, but his change was only half a pruta. However, if he said, bring it to me from one place, bring me the neiros from one place and the psilos from a different place, and he switched it, he brought the neiros from where he was supposed to bring the psilos, and he brought the psilos from where he was supposed to bring the neiros, then the shliach is ma'il behegdish. Because he changed the shlichas, both with the psilos and with the neiros. And between the two, we have a whole pruta.